Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a little ditty. Not a ditty. That would be a song, right? I think those are exclusively the songs. I don't know. But a little show we call The Daily Show. If you have enjoyed your Monday, I hope you continue to enjoy the rest of your week, and I hope you enjoyed your weekend. Got some rest, relaxed a little bit, saw friends, family, whoever you needed to see to make sure that your weekend was fantastic. Or maybe this was one of those weekends where you're like, I don't need to see anyone, I don't want to see anybody, I just want to sit down and relax and enjoy me time. And hopefully you did that at some point during this weekend. I know I enjoyed my weekend. And I enjoyed my month. I want to start off by saying my Monday started off. I don't know. It was weird because, for one, I woke up exhausted. But I had like a good night's sleep, you know. And have you ever had like those nights where you have multiple dreams? Like you wake up from one and then you fall back asleep and then you wake up from another and then you're like, and you always want to get back to that original dream, and then you're like, oh, this dream is even better, I'll take this. Or you know, like it was a good start, and it got even better once I went out to my car, and there was a moth. It was a moth. Well, I didn't know it was a moth. I just saw a bug on the side of like my driver's side door. There was a bug on the side of the driver's car door, and then I didn't kill it and knock it off. I just like kind of swiped it off, and then when I came back, I actually saw it for what it was. It was a moth. And it was beautiful. Kind of disgusting, but beautiful. Because when I knocked it off, it landed on its back. And then, like, I was like, oh, I feel bad. So I flipped it over. Because, first of all, it was kind of gross. It was like heartworm or whatever. It was, like, very flexible. It was yellowish. And I flipped it over. And then I saw like the wings on it, and it was so beautiful. It was yellow, like it had like purple on top, and in the middle it was like yellow, like the moth was, and then like the bottom was purple again. And I was like, oh, I'm glad like I didn't like kill this bug. And then I saw ants, I saw ant around it, and I was like, you're not gonna have this, you can't. And I killed the ant around it because I was like, you gotta preserve something this beautiful. Like, I was like, I'm glad I didn't like hurt this thing. Well, I'm sure knocking, because the morning dew like made its wings wet, so I'm sure it couldn't fly, but hopefully it makes it home or wherever it needs to go. Like I said, it was kind of gross though, because like the way it was wiggling, I was like, nah, I'm not a fan of this. And I was like, I'm the one responsible, like you were comfortable in my car, but you know, I got places to go. But with that being said, I do know that my weekend and the start of the week was fantastic, and I started thinking about something, like, and I'm sure we all have, like I said, when you wake up in the morning and you're tired, like, what is that? Like, or when you wake up from a nap and you're more tired than what you started out to be. You know, like you just, like your bones just feel like, you just feel like, I don't know. It's like a mix of being like super relaxed, but at the same time, it's just like a few more hours. It's like you just slept for 24 hours. Like, I don't know. But you still wake up more tired than you already are. I find that to be odd. Maybe it's because of, what am I doing? Am I like, now I'm wondering if like my body is like doing the things that I'm imagining, like while I'm dreaming, if I'm like pretending to like fly through the air. I have like my arms out like Superman on my bed. I'm secretly working out. That would be nice. Wouldn't you want to like work out while you're sleeping? Didn't they do like a Rick and Morty episode about that? I would personally love nothing more than to like wake up knowing that I worked out or something like that, or like it's like you're running from like a giant killer robot. Okay, that's not a dream. That's called a nightmare. Well, for some, it might be a dream. You know, like what did I dreamt that I was a. You know, let's talk about dreams in the question of the day. I'm going to tell you what my dream is about. That's going to be during the question of the day. But I do know that I wake up a little bit more tired than what I started. And that's kind of upsetting, you know? Like, but at the same time, like when you start, like, and when you actually get up and start moving around and start your day, you actually do feel refreshed. I did. Like, well, I don't know about you folks, but I know I did. I couldn't have felt more refreshed. So we're going to start, you know what? To the folks who don't feel as refreshed as I do, who are having a slow start to the week, we're gonna just start this week out slow. How about that? And we're going to gradually build up, and hopefully it's going to lead to a fantastic weekend, a final explosion of just fantastic things happening around you. And I want you to keep this in mind, by the way. It costs you energy, time, and emotion to be upset or be mean or be rude to somebody, but it costs you absolutely nothing to be nice. Keep that in mind as we get this day started. You know the many ways to find us. The Daily Shift is on Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can send us messages there, just like you can send us messages on Wisdom. Or you can be a host yourself, or just chime in and listen to any other shows that are there. You can also hear us on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music. There's so many ways to listen. And also, do not forget about the Jukebox Radio and Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, where you can call in and request certain songs whenever you like. And it doesn't have to be just during my show. There are other fantastic shows. Don't forget about My Vibe and the Jazz Lounge. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the question of the day. You don't want to miss it. It's happening right here on The Daily Shift. Keep it locked. Clutch with the question of the day, and I wonder, how do dreams affect you? Like, really, like, how do they affect? Like, I mean, dreams that can be mad, happy, sad, touched, all something different. I had, like, the dream that I had. Oh my god. I was like, this one is for like a Star Wars fan, because I had a dream that it was so weird, and part of it was I was we were using like lightsabers, but like, I don't know, I guess training lightsabers, and it was so. Now, I haven't watched Star Wars or anything like that in quite some time. But I've wanted to watch it. Maybe it's because I wanted to watch like a lightsaber duel or whatever. But I haven't, like, and I was fighting somebody, but not really. Like, and she was like super. It's like that. That side of me, like, is that like the other side of me that's like super angry? And it's like, but okay, so I was like a calm, like lightsaber wielding person. So I was like a calm Jedi. She was like, she wasn't a Sith, but she was just very angry. Well, yeah, she was just, she had red lightsabers. I don't remember. But we were like fighting each other. And then, like, at first she was winning, and then all of a sudden I started winning. And like, it was like kind of like being in, like, you know those movies where there's a simulation room where like you could like get like an arm chopped off, but then at the end of the simulation everything is fine. It was kind of like that. And like I just remember like the very last like duel, like I remember like the very last duel specifically, because it was like all of a sudden like I was like super calm, and then like at the end she was like, how do you do that? And it was like, how did you know? I was like, well, and I started like, it was weird, I started getting like I started like breaking down. I was like, wow. I could tell, like, when you were, like, super angry and you were starting to lose focus and blah, 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 and all this other kind of stuff. And I was like, what? And then, you know, I woke up and I was like, or just because you're a construct of my mind. So I was like, why was I trying to explain to my own mind? It was so weird. And I know I'm not the only one who's had weird dreams like this. Like, where all of a sudden, like, your dream is, it becomes too real, or not too real, but it's, like, super realistic, and you can't tell, or whatever, but, I don't remember what, I fell back asleep, I woke up, and then I fell back asleep after that, and then I had another dream that just made, I don't know what it was, I don't remember what it was about, but it just made me so mad. Like, the dream made me so upset, and I woke up, and then I woke up, mind you, and I was still so upset. I was like, I don't even know what I was upset about. That's the worst part. Do you ever have those dreams where you wake up, like, overly upset? Why couldn't I have just, like, gotten up at that point? And the worst part, you want to know what's funny? These dreams, like, happened in, like, I had, like, 3 or 4 dreams, and they all happened in, like, intervals of, like, an hour, and then, like, the last two were, like, intervals of, like, 30 minutes, because I was like, I'm gonna try to fall back asleep, and when I say try, I mean, I was knocked out, like, I immediately went back to sleep, because, like I said, I was also, like, extremely, for whatever reason, I woke up more tired than I was energetic. And we're going to talk about that, by the way. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into a little bit of that and the facts. So hopefully you folks stick around for your dose of why. Maybe that'll help you during the week. Maybe that'll help you get a little bit more sleep. Maybe understanding what's going on. And you can take them as however you want. You can also follow along once we get started on those. That's going to be in the next segment. Also, I want to talk about some movies that I saw over the weekend and talk about them. I will, right here on The Daily Shift. All you have to do is keep it locked right here. We'll see you after the break. Give you what you need, what you take you where you want, take you where you want. Can feel it when we're all alone. Know you wanted something more. My heart is like. See the end of the night. Still, you know, You can follow me at PZIZZ.com. Once again, PZIZZ.com. If you want to follow me and read these books, it's going to be 6 surprising reasons why you're waking up tired every day. Now, it doesn't happen to me every day. I mean, it might, in my experience, it's just happened recently, and I would like to know why. I want to know what's happening. If this is like the first sign, do I need to write a will? What's happening here? And there's articles or little passages that you could read right under them. So number 1, sleep inertia. I don't know what that is, so let's find out together, shall we? It's normal to wake up feeling tired. To some extent, your natural body clock releases cortisol and other hormones during light sleep to help prepare you to wake up. So naturally, it can take a little time for your brain to transition from sleep to wakefulness fully, a process known as sleep inertia. Well, that was funny because I was having dreams up a lot. So, and from things that we've learned about sleep in other previous shows, REM sleep doesn't mean that you're completely asleep, right? If I'm remembering correctly, I could be wrong. In which case, you can let me know. Just tell me I'm wrong, and then we'll figure it out together. Number 1, sleep disorders. People who often question, and I thought the first one was number 1, but I don't know if they labeled them wrong. If you're following along, you see what I'm talking about. You see, maybe they need a little bit more sleep too. I don't know. Number 1, sleep disorders. People who often question, why do I still feel tired after sleeping? May want to consider whether an undiagnosed sleep disorder is a reason for waking up with no energy to get out of bed. Well, the undiagnosed sleep disorder there is probably that you know you have to wake up in the morning, or you just know. Like, I feel like whenever I'm anticipating, like, something with that has to do with more work, like, I'd rather just go ahead and get it done now so that way I can fully relax. Otherwise, that thing is going to be on my mind, you know? Am I the only one who thinks that way? Everything, by the way, I'm scrolling down and everything is labeled number 1. I haven't seen one thing that says, like, number 2. So I'm just going to wing it on this because it's given some good information here. And there's bullet points. And so definitely, like, if you're following along, definitely check this out. I honestly don't even know where to continue from here. I'm just going to read all the ones that say number 1. How about that? They all say number 1. They all say number 1. Not one of them say number 2. Anyone? All right. Somebody out there laugh. You know what? I'm going to add it in myself. All right. Number 1 again. So this is 3 number 1s, by the way. The third number 1. Bright light exposure. In our tech-driven world, we're more exposed to artificial light than ever before. And while such exposure is harmless during the day, it's not ideal after sunset. I'm going to read a little bit more because I'd like to get a little bit more insight in this. Many of us are guilty of checking social feeds while lying in bed or staying up late watching Netflix, but it's wreaking total havoc on our internal body clocks. I'm just knocking stuff around over here because of lack of sleep. No. More specifically, the blue light emitted from phones, laptops, and television screens is the culprit preventing the body from producing melatonin. This hormone prepares us for sleep, causing us to feel tired in the morning. Oh, See, I'm guilty of some of that. Like, I'll put my phone up on the stand because there's certain things, like, on YouTube that I'll, like, fall asleep to. Especially, like the sound of, like, thunderstorms or, like, you know, like, things like that. So I can, you know what? Maybe it's my own fault. I want to read another number one. This is the fourth number one that I'm reading. Poor bedroom environment. Many elements can contribute to a poor bedroom environment. Most of them you'll probably be totally unaware of, yet they can greatly impact the quality of your sleep. If where you sleep is too bright, too hot or cold, or too noisy, it can be stealing precious Z's that leave you running on empty the next day. And each one of these have more to say. You can go and check them out yourself. Please do, because I thought these facts were fantastic. Like, and it keeps going, by the way. There are plenty there for you to read. Eating too late. What else? Long and late daytime naps. Inconsistent sleep schedule. It goes on and on. So please, dehydration can be a factor. Go and check this out because it's giving you all you need to know about how you need to sleep and how to get a proper night's sleep so that way you don't wake up tired or whatever else it mentions in there. So please, and please check out the ways to listen. The Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, where you can call in and request songs. And if you have any questions, you can check out Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can send us questions and I'll respond. Or you can go to the Wisdom app, and you can send me questions there and I'll respond. I'll be able to respond a voice message to you. There's tons of ways to listen. Podcaster, Stitcher, CastBox, iTunes Music, Google Podcaster, and so many more ways. So there's never an excuse to miss an episode. All you got to do is go back and check out the past episodes. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and get the entertainment segment, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to get that ready for you. We're going to be back. We're going to get this started for you. Why? Because it's the daily shift and you never know what's going to happen, but somehow it always manages to be somewhat entertaining. Right here, the daily shift, I'm Clutch and we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Difficulties have been happening this whole time. I'm so over it. This is the last time. This is it. Over the weekend, I watched Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and it was because my friend made a huge thing about it, how he's seen it so many times because it was that big, and I think I figured out why I did not like it as much as he did. Doesn't mean I didn't like it, just means I did not like it as much as he did. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is part one of a two-part, and if you haven't seen it already, it's out on YouTube. You can watch it so many ways. Just go and check it out. I think it was good. It was just like the setup, and I don't like the setup for this. Not as much as like I like the part as part two. I'm more of an action person. I think it's because of the movies I used to watch as a kid. Nonetheless, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, part one is more of a setup for part two, which I do want to see. And I did enjoy Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse Part 1. But just like so many other movies, like The Hunger Games, I think it's The Mockingjay. Mockingjay Part 1 and Mockingjay Part 2, or is it Catching Fire Part 1 and Catching Fire Part 2? I don't know. But I don't enjoy the first part as much because they're introducing the characters and the players that are going to be Part 2 or whatever. They're getting everything set up for Part 2. And even Harry Potter, and you know I love me some Harry Potter, but The Deathly Hallows is the setup for Part 2, where everything goes down. So I think that's why, because I'm waiting for everything to like come to a close. And for me, it's just like, okay, well, the script was too long. When they do Part 1 and Part 2, it's like, the script was too long, we didn't have enough time to put it all into like one. And who wants to sit in a movie theater for 5 hours, you know? Like, it's like, okay, well, the movie starts at 8 o'clock, we're not going to be out of here until like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. So, that's a no-go, you know? So they split it now. And I'm okay with that. As long as they let me know, it's like, well, they do. You know, like, they do let you know it's a Part 1, like, in some way, shape, or form, whether it be at the end of the movie or even in the title, Part 1. Like, the new Mission Impossible movie, I think, that's going to be a Part 1 movie. But nonetheless, I think that, waiting for, Part 2 is something that I am is definitely doing, especially for the, Spider-Man movie. And I want to talk about this really quickly. Transformer Rise of the Beast. Just no. Just no. Not for me. I'm going to give that movie, and I might be in the minority of the rating system here for this, but I'm giving that movie a... I'm going to give it a... 4.5. Because I'm sick of seeing the little love stories in these movies and the human characters and all that kind of stuff. We get it. Everybody has a love story. I don't care about little Susie Q and Zachary falling in love or what they're going through in their lives. There's a war going on for Cybertron or what's left of Cybertron or trying to bring Cybertron back or whatever the case may be. I don't care about that. Just do what's Pacific Rim did at the very beginning of the movie. They gave us the giant robots and they gave us the monsters. That was the first thing they did. And that movie came out great. Pacific Rim, the first one. Just saying. Not going to comment on the second one. Just talk about the first one at this point. just give us what we came for. Like, we want the giant robots to just fight each other. We know who the players are, Bumblebee, Optimus. Yeah, go ahead and introduce the other robots, but you can do that with some action in it, you know? You know what we're here for. Stop giving us all these other characters and blah, blah, blah. I can see at the end of the movie why they did it for one character, but we didn't need to know, like, oh, well, you know, my left toe, got slammed on by a Lego, and now I can't use this foot who cares, dude? Who cares? I'm sorry, but who cares? Just give us the giant robots fighting each other. You know what we came for. It doesn't need to be a 3-hour movie about, and then an hour of the movie be about like correction. I'm not going to say no one because this movie got great reviews, but I don't care. I really don't. I don't care about like the human characters in the movie when it's called Transformers Rise of the Beast, not Rise of More Characters that you won't see in the next movie, probably. You know, I don't. I'm sorry, but I can't. I can't with these movies. Like, I get it. You got to have something like, oh, well, now it's emotional because now you're attached to this character. No, I'm not attached to this character. In fact, if you killed him off right now, I probably wouldn't miss him. Like, it's okay. Little Susie Q and Zachary can go. Like, man, gosh, I'm so sick of these movies doing this. Pacific Rim did it right. Pacific Rim did that right. Take notes from that, folks. Now that I've completely dogged out Transformers Rise of the Beast, I'm not saying it's not a good movie. If you like it, you like it. Always use your personal opinion, because somebody could not like somebody could not like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but you could love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Somebody could not like peanut butter and banana sandwiches, and that's when you call the cops, because they need to be arrested because they're insane. Peanut butter and banana sandwiches are delicious. Anyway, moving forward. There's a new Kevin Hart special out, and I've seen bits and pieces. The Kevin Hart special is out on Peacock, and I do want to see this because it looks so much fun. And it looks like he's having a great time up there, and it looks funny. It does look funny. Some of the jokes that I heard, I didn't want to spoil a lot of it for myself. I was just like, what is this? Because he has his hand in a whole bunch of things. You never know if it's a TV show or just like a YouTube channel thing that he's doing. So you always got to make sure you're watching out for that kind of stuff. If you are a fan of Kevin Hart or enjoy some of the work he's done, I'm personally going to watch this. It's out on Peacock, and I'm going to check this out. I think it's going to be pretty funny. You know what also I'm going to check out? I'm going to check out of this show for today. Why? Because it's time to go. It's time to go, which means it could be Tuesday for somebody already, in which case you're starting out your day, you got your cup of coffee, you're heading to work, or whatever the case may be. I am here for you. And I want to say good morning. But if it's nighttime and you're checking out of Monday and you're heading to bed, you're all cleaned up, brushed teeth, and full belly, well, you know how to take care of your sleep now. And I'm here for you for that too. Which means good night. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you all next time.